Regular size school buses do not have to be equipped with seatbelts, but smaller school buses do. And in a couple of years, the largest of buses, the over-the-road coach lines like Greyhound, will also have seatbelts. Federal crash investigators say the safety measure will cut injuries and death up to 44%. State Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville thinks seatbelts could improve safety on school buses in Wisconsin. He's introduced legislation for all new buses to have lap and shoulder belts.
It just seems ludicrous that if you're on a bus 5 ton or under, you get a seatbelt. If you're on a bus 13 tons or more, you get a seatbelt. If you're on a bus in between, you don't.
At a public hearing on Cullen's bill, paramedics testified in favor, but bus companies opposed it, citing cost increases and existing safety measures. Cullen concedes school buses are better than they were in the past, but says they still could be improved.
You know, we have strobe lights on top of them, and they have red flashing lights and stop signs, and they've improved the interior of the buses. But they refuse to do the one thing that we know works.
Officials at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say they're not requiring seatbelts in school buses for several reasons. There's concern school districts may buy fewer buses and students will turn to alternative, less safe forms of transportation. The fatality rate for school buses per miles traveled is much lower than it is for cars. One reason, safety officials say, is the high padded seats. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.